This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct's spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You said what happened to Future?
Yeah, why did she leave? Was Future either too inside or too outside of the problem?
I think Future was just high too much.
Yeah, he's in.
So, yeah, I don't even think he was in there. That man's just a drug addict, and you know how it is. You got a kid, Molly Perkins.
There's something really nice about talking to a conspiracy theorist who will sit there and argue that, like, a man's brain has been ruined by beans, and then be like, and what's up with Future? And he's like, oh, he's just not a good dude. He's just not great.
Yeah, he's a bad father.
Everything else is like some big fucking conspiracy that's linked to the government. And Future is just like, he just ain't got his stuff together the way he should for Sierra.
The government growing babies. Microchips in your anus. All koala bears are racist. The ozone layer owes me money. Martians invented turkey stuffing. Y'all can't tell me nothing.
Yep, yep, yep. There it is. Bang, bang, bang. Skeet, skeet, skeet. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove that Tamara Mowry could feel Tia Mowry's divorce filing through her skin because of their twin bond, and also because that marriage was terribly unhappy. That's the conspiracy we're landing on today. I'm one of your hosts, Langston Kerman.
And I'm David Boy. And today on the podcast, boy, am I excited to introduce this guy. You may have heard him on BoJack Horseman. You may know him as the reason my Instagram is all fucked up. This man ruined my algorithm. I cannot go online without looking at videos of straight up babies breastfeeding. Please give it up for Ghana's finest, Denver's own, Stephen AJ.
Hey. That's some good titties, man. Don't be talking about the breastfeeding.
I would rather you not discuss our DMs here because they are disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. You've introduced a premise that I didn't even know was possible for Instagram. So help me understand, Stephen, what did you do that ruined David's life so thoroughly?
Yeah, well, you know, I was on the internet. You know,
a likely story.
Yeah, you know, doing what the internet does. And I came across a very nice pair of titties, but the woman had two babies breastfeeding them, and I had to share. I felt it in my soul that somebody else had to share this. You know how nurturing Bro, that's not why
he sent it.
That's not why I sent it. I was trying to.
Ten in the morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a weird hour to pick. I'll say that.
I was walking past the bus stop. It was terrible. No,
because if it's like 6 a.m., it's like, oh, you're still in bed. You're scrolling. That makes perfect sense. I know how you find yourself bumping into some breastfeeding titties at 6 a.m.
You do know that?
But at 10 a.m.
You know that?
Listen, it doesn't feel out of the wheelhouse. You know what I mean? Of the way that an average person lives.
Yeah, 10 a.m. you are. I already had coffee, you know what I mean?
Jerked off twice. You stretched.
I, you know, humped the couch. I had done it, all of it. You know what I mean? Went for a stroll, came back, and I was still, that's where my mind lives. I live in the corners of the internet.
Listen, though, it's not just the breastfeeding titties. It's animals in precarious positions.
Oh, no.
It's pussy waxing videos. It's a lot of stuff, guys.
Whoa. How'd you find smut on Instagram? They're pretty good about picking smut off of it.
That's what I ask him every time.
I honestly don't know, man. I think it's just time. You know what I mean? That's like, you know, when you start comedy, people go, hey, how do you become a headline? Hey, man, just time, bro.
Hey, you just got to put in the work.
Put in the work. You know what I mean?
They freed the nipple on his Instagram.
They sure
did. Whoa. Yeah. You know, this is the difference between Kobe and T-Mac, right? You know?
Hell yeah.
Fundamentally, the skill-wise, they should match up, but Kobe, he was dedicated.
Wake up at 4. Practice for 2 hours, go home, eat breakfast. Practice at 9, 2 hours, come back home, take a nap, do a little family stuff there. That's how I do my shit, man. He works around the clock.
Respect, man. Respect. Well, we can't talk about breastfeeding and titties much longer because you came to us with a conspiracy theory that I would argue should not be adjacent to breastfeeding and titties. It's a pretty... It's a pretty haunting conspiracy theory that you're presenting today. You said, my mama told me.
The government kidnaps black children for secret experiments.
Oh, yeah, they do. They might have one of y'all right now. They might have me. What? I don't know.
I'm a man.
Yeah, you are a man. But they get y'all, too. They might have got us early. I don't know. You know, I actually did. See, this is how I don't know, right? Kids, right? The corn kid.
Oh, you think that's a government conspiracy?
Are you kidding me? You ain't never seen a nigga like corn that much. Corn? The yellow shit that pops and you put salt on it at the movies, my nigga? Come on, man. Corn?
Oh, that boy loves corn.
He does love corn too much.
The best part about the corn is the grease.
It's corn. I've never seen much a beautiful thing. Corn? Come on, man. There's no way. What you mean? You think this kid in a black household just, mom, I love corn. This is the best thing in the world. And nobody said nothing. There's no nutrition. There's no nutritional value to corn. You're literally just wasting your time.
That's the problem. They put corn in everything. Now I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You think he's a plant by Big Corn.
Big Corn, Little Corn. I don't know, corn the band. I don't know who planted this nigga, but he ain't real. They caught him early.
I like the idea that all the small business corn companies came together to attract this young man. But am I understanding correctly? Because I think there's a level of complication that we haven't quite clarified. You're not just saying that he's a plant. You're saying that the government kidnapped him.
Mm-hmm.
Brainwashed him and then represented us to the world, or him to the world rather, as this plant for Big Corn, Little Corn, and every corn in between.
Oh yeah, he was supposed to be a lawyer. That's what he wanted to be. He was supposed to be helping black people get out of jail. That's what he wanted. He had watched all them little true crime documentaries and stuff and saw a lot of black people in jail unjustly. He's like, I want to be a lawyer. And you know, the phone's always listening, right? So since the phone's listening, you know how your phone is always on. You know, if you say something around your phone, next thing you know, you get on Instagram and something pop up, right? You go, oh,
yeah, titties, breastfeeding. That's what happens.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So this is what happened. He said, I want to be a lawyer. The feds got tapped. They said, uh-oh, we got to get this man because he want to try to help. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We got a lawyer on our hands.
Exactly. We don't want this little man trying to, you know, think he can. So they go, you know what? We're gonna scrub his head real hard. And they did that with the corn.
You mean brainwash?
Yeah.
Yeah, very, I think but you're saying.
They did it. You took physically,
they took all desire to liberate his people away and replaced it with an obsession for cobbed corn.
For cobbed corn. And look what they're doing with it right now. Getting money. They're using that man for money. What you think they're going to use the money for? Keep brothers locked
That's
up.
That's what I'm hoping your answer.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're going to keep black brothers locked up. They're going to drop guns in the hood again. I'm telling you. This is all set up. It's all set up. TikTok's
so
on
again,
it. Mm-hmm.
Just to trace. Just to trace the argument you're presenting.
Yeah.
The government. Here's this little boy who for some reason is four on the phone making calls being like, I'm a lawyer. I'm going to liberate my people. I'm going to be the next whoever the fuck. And then they say, send in the troops. We've got to get this boy, brainwash him because he's going to free too many niggas. He's going to have too many of us free on the streets. Yeah. We're going to brainwash him and then put him back out into the world as a shell of himself who just loves.
He's a lobbyist at this point. He's a corn lobbyist.
Yeah.
Damn.
And that's just what they do, man. They listen to your stuff. You know, they get all types of people early, man. People you probably don't even think about. You notice?
Like who?
You didn't notice? Okay, I got you. I got you. I got you. What?
I got you. I wasn't sure if you were waiting for us to ask. Did you want us to go like who?
Yeah, man. I was waiting like it was late night. But
okay. Yeah. This, we'll pretend like this is what's that comedy show? Byron Allen.
Yeah. Feed me the question. So yeah, they get so people
Steven,
you don't even think.
Steven, I hear you have some thoughts on who else got in early.
Yeah. You know what they did? They doing experiments. They got Zion Williamson.
Uh-oh. Oh shit.
Oh yeah. See what happened? They had two big old nigga sperms, and they bam. They got look. They called David Blaine, and David Blaine put on that fucking that stupid ass face he does. That and he grabbed these two niggas. Pow. You ever seen a nigga run out of his shoe? You ain't never seen nobody that powerful. He jumping as high as they got Zion. And this is a different experiment.
And I say that, and Steve is like the fastest guy I know in real life. I saw him race someone with no shoes once, and it was
impressive.
Steven Yadoye is actually very impressive.
Yeah.
Whoa, and you dusted him barefoot?
Yeah, I got him.
No, it was like a three-round. So I'll set the scene. I was like, I really am into making people race for money or otherwise.
If you're going to set the scene, I need time of day. I need the mood in the air.
Okay, so it was probably 1 p.m., 2 p.m., a barbecue that I was sponsoring for a comedy festival. Mm. And the night before, I had been like, oh, I'm going to get everybody to race. So what I had been doing, is I was going around putting stuff in people's ear. Like, I went up to, like, my friend Zach Toscani, and I was like, hey, Chris Charpentier says Italians aren't fast. And then I would just walk away. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was setting everybody up to race. Steven didn't need that, obviously. And I'll give him his credit, Division I college racer. He was already fast. So then I was like, well, who are the two fastest-looking people out here? It was Steven and Yadoye. First race, Steven had shoes. Yadoye, no shoes. Steven won.
Wow.
Second race, Yadoye, no shoes. Steven, socks. Yadoye won.
Oh.
Yeah,
third race, no shoes, no socks, nobody. Steven won.
Damn. So really, those socks held you back, but otherwise you were dusting him.
Yeah, I was up. I was up a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Anybody.
And then how do we know you're not a plant?
Ooh, you are.
How we
fast.
Know you weren't kidnapped by the government if you so damn. Goddamn fast.
That's well, a good nigga, point.
ran right into the arms of Sleepy Joe.
See, this is what happens. I'm not a plant. See, I see what you're trying to do. See, and that's what they try to make you think to try to turn us against each other. That's why I
put
go
in reverse, Tim.
Yep. That's why I say you got to be careful, man. You don't know. They might be trying to seep in through your pores or your closet at night. They be trying to tell you stuff. But not me. My parents are from Africa. I'm, you know what I mean? We got, it's impossible to penetrate this right now.
Now, who sent you, nigga?
Yep. My parents sent me, nigga. You know, it's just this whole thing that I built up this shield because, you know, I ate too much fufu to be able to get penetrated growing up. You know,
I got you.
Yeah.
Wait. No, don't let him say that. Like, that doesn't. He said, I ate too much fufu to get penetrated. That doesn't mean anything.
Listen, you can't get penetrated. Here's what I've learned at this point is I can't argue with African logic in a way that maybe you can.
That's true. That is true. That is true.
Like, you can go, fufu don't do that, and you would know better than I would. But
that's true. You don't know fufu penetration stats.
I don't know what fufu does, really, so okay. I can't discredit it.
Well, I'm on the side of Steven's full of nonsense.
Man, y'all don't understand. Just throwing out. I'm telling you. Nah, it's for real, bro. I'm telling you. Look, name one African who you think is controlled by the media.
Who's ever been controlled by the media?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Oh, what about Butt Naked?
Butt Naked? Who Butt Naked?
Yeah, he's like a pastor now. Oh,
Nobody's name is Butt Naked. Come on, man.
Of course somebody. I'm not making. Why would I make up a guy named Butt Naked? General Butt Naked.
I just don't know who Butt Naked is.
Give me a minute.
Are Africans defense? Do you have like some perfect defense against being controlled by the media? It's starting to bug me that I can't think of somebody immediately.
There are not a lot of shills, no.
There's some stuff in there, man. It's just.
See, this is what Steven does. He starts babbling nonsense and then it comes back around to kind of the truth.
Where's Candace Owens from? She ain't from over there. Somewhere?
Not us. Nah. Candace. Nah, that ain't
y'all.
I think that might be a Baltimore situation.
Yeah. But that's another plant. See, they got her early and started feeding her those little saltines and stuff. And you know, yeah. But you know who else? This one people don't even think about. Russell Wilson.
Whoa.
Oh,
let's all take it easy now because Russell's a good man.
Oh, he's a good man, right? But you know why he's so corny?
Russell's a god.
You know why he's so corny, though? Because they got that nigga early and started feeding them beans.
Wait, so let me understand this correctly. Because at this point, Steven, the core of your argument seems to be the meals that they're feeding these people. It's not brainwashing. It's just I get fed a fuck ton of beans.
Well, that's
and that
part
makes
of
me less.
That's part of. Yeah, because they feed them an excessive amount of beans. And so your body don't know what to do with all them beans. And so he just end up being a corny nigga eating beans. And so they a bunch of beans and, you know. I don't know, man. I don't write this shit. I just call it how I see it.
Reporting.
Yeah, I'm reporting, man. I'm in the field doing research and everything.
You're in upfield, yeah.
Yeah.
You're out in the field talking.
Talking, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. Let's see if we can turn this conversation a little bit. Is this a conspiracy theory you have held your entire life? Have you long believed this or is this new in your world?
You know, I think part of my life for sure. There's always been things where I go, something ain't right about that boy. You know what I mean? You know some people, you're like, something ain't right. Because, I knew kids in first, second grade was like, everything was cool. And then, you know, you go to summer break, you come back and you go, why is that nigga pants on backwards? Crisscross? What? The whole outfit was backwards. That's crazy. You kidding me? They experimenting on these niggas to try to make money out. And they got their dollar from them. They got their money from them from Chris Cross. They could use that money. And
you think that both Chris and Cross were abducted?
Wow.
The name is that would Chris mean and Cross, bro. Their pants was backwards.
That would mean Jermaine Dupri would have to be in on it as well.
Yeah,
right?
Is Jermaine Dupri like feeding the beast? What's Jermaine Dupri's role in this?
You think Janet Jackson would have been with Jermaine if he wasn't in on it? That whole Jackson family connects. They're like the Rockefellers. They touch shit and it's just be, you know what I'm saying? They be plugging people into the system in the matrix like that. It's terrible.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it's the Rockefellers and the Jacksons together.
Bro, it's a lot of them. The Rockefellers, well, they did their own thing. The Jacksons, Tito was the one leading the the pack. You know, Michael didn't have the heart because he got taken first. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like getting a vampire bite. So once they get you, you know what I'm saying? You end up doing that to other kids.
So in theory, the corn kid, he's going to spread it to another potential lawyer child.
He going to spread it to somebody. It might not be a lawyer child. It might be somebody who's trying to do some type of good. He might do something. I don't know. You know, it's just once he gets older.
I have wondered with the corn kid, where are his parents in all this?
That's a solid question that I think a lot of us have been worried about this whole time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or like a grandma that he lives with or an auntie. Like no one seems to be running this kid.
They sent them parents to Cuba with a big pun.
There's a lot of steps in your argument that I want to believe, but then there's an additional step added, and it's like, oh, now they sent the baby's families away. Why'd they do that?
So they can keep controlling them. They don't want them, because if the kid's parents is in the media talking all that jazz, then you know, stirs up, you know, controversy, and people start asking questions. And that's the last thing white people want, is people asking questions.
I will say I don't know anything about Russell Wilson's family.
All I know about Russell Wilson is that he was betrothed to the most regular-looking white woman of all time. And then through a series of very fortunate events, found himself with a baddie and wearing tracksuits all of a sudden and getting cool haircuts. And he made a beautiful transformation.
It's almost like he was rewarded for some work he did.
Yeah.
It's like the government gifted him Sierra.
No, I don't think they did that. Sierra, she's leading the charge the other direction. Her and Kia.
You think they're a household divided?
No. I think she's the reason he is where he is right now is she's been trying to get him back on the other side to get the cornea.
She's trying to untrain the beans from his brain.
Oh. Exactly.
She's trying to get them beans and throw them out.
She's trying to refry them beans is what you're saying.
Exactly. Make a bean pie with them beans and all that stuff. So,
well, I love that you're not bullshitting. This is already getting off to the perfect start that we needed. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with more Stephen AJ, more of My Mama Told Me.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
How is my man supposed to schmeat his meat with this shit, bro? What the fuck?
We are back to My Mama Told Me with Stephen AJ, who has not made... He's made some convincing points. He hasn't made a lot of real points as far as the conspiracy of the government kidnaps black children, brushes their hair very hard, and brings them back into the media to spew propaganda against their brothers and sisters. Let's continue.
Do you think, and I love that they're brushing their hair too hard and sort of causing a ripple effect of bad behavior that follows that. Do you think that the original intention for the kidnapping was merely brainwashing so they could spew them back out? Or were they doing other things that subsequently and just bumped into, oh, we could feed Russell Wilson back to the black community and make him do stuff?
Well, yeah. So the whole thing is for them to get money, right? So once initially they want to brainwash him to, you know, for their benefit, which also money is still that. But they also want to make sure that whatever they got going on stays on track. Like they got it to the point where we're brainwashing ourselves. You know what I mean? Like think how hard and how long you got to brush to get waves. You think they did that on purpose? You think that's by chance? You think that's by chance, bro? No, if you go to Africa, man, you touch your head one time with the brush, whoo, waves. I'm telling you.
That's not how it was for me.
Bro, the water, they put it in the water, in the kids' water, in the kids' school lunches, especially the black school lunch. They trade you, so it fucks up your hair, gets into your follicles.
You think they're putting anti-activator in the water?
Mm-hmm. They're putting 060 waves.
Zero degree waves, so that you brushing your and the whole time you brush your head that hard, you exposing the pores, so that their information can get in. You see, that's how.
Whoa,
they go. Yeah.
So this is what's disturbing me is that this conspiracy has made a drastic jump. From kidnapping to now poisoning the black community's water supply with anti-wave grease and then exposing our scalp pores for I guess radiation. I'm not quite sure what even the open pores does.
Well, what they do is they can now put their information in you and kidnap. That's how they get you, right? They go, "Hey, I'm safe. Come with me." That's how they do it.
And so because I've been exposed to this toxin.
Yep.
With all the brushing and the zero degree wave grease, I am now susceptible. I'm more willing to go along with whoever is trying to kidnap me.
Exactly.
Because your pores are open.
My scalp pores are open.
Exactly. It's just like they was rubbing your little clitoris and then you opened up. They knock before they come
David,
inside.
David,
they sure do.
You seem especially troubled by this. Is probably the best word I could pick.
Yeah, I know this dude. He's nonsense. look how serious his face is. That's how you know he's bullshit.
Nah, this is real. Y'all don't want to believe me. See, wait, 6 years of documentaries gonna come out. I bet you. I'm gonna try to sell it.
I told you. I know you're gonna try to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I told you before this started. I said this nigga is the devil. And I stand behind it.
I'm telling
you. This is an amalgamation of like 20 different wrong. Do I think that there are black people who may be puppets? Yes. Do I think they are kidnapping them as a result of anti-wave grease in and around our children's water supply and the opening of pores? I don't think so, no.
Okay, there was a pause there, and I wasn't sure what you were going to say.
I mean, I'm open to a lot of things. That's where the thing, I don't want to put God in a box. You know what I mean? But
when's the last time you've been to a elementary school, Dave? So you can't even talk about what's going on.
Soon, if it's too soon, I'll call the police.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a reasonable time. Mm-hmm. I have not been. When my little brother was in elementary school, probably 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, okay. So you detached from it. You don't know what's going on now.
When was the last time you went to an elementary school?
And again, too early, and I'll ring the constable.
Oh man, no nigga, shit. Oh. I know you're serious because you used the word constable, and I was like, damn.
Yeah, no, we respect the police on this podcast. This is a podcast. This is a Thin Blue Line podcast if I've ever heard of
it. Whoa.
Hey, yeah. Whatever, Terry.
Let's not.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. But yeah, it was, probably about a month I took my little cousin, to school. So, I saw what
And what did you
doing.
See?
I they saw what they in. Was doing. Yeah.
What are they doing, Steve?
I'm telling you.
Brushing heads.
Well, I didn't go back to that room, but it looked like it because all the kids were
what
walking
through a room.
What
elementary school was this?
Bro, it was in Aurora.
What elementary school in Aurora?
Yale Elementary.
We both are products of Cherry Creek Schools. Just tell me.
Yeah, this was Yale
was it Meadow Point?
No, this was Yale.
It was where?
Yale Elementary. Yeah. It's Aurora Public.
Oh, okay. Yeah, are doing different. Because if it was Meadow Point, I would be like, maybe. That school is cursed.
I'm telling you, these kids will walk in this room and then come out like this. And it just, you could tell something was wrong. I didn't know what, but when the eyes was fried like this, I said, shit.
Well, let's unpack some of this with a little bit of research. And I'd love to get both of your thoughts on some of the findings that I found. I don't know how you say stuff anymore.
We're doing good.
But please, jump in whenever. Apparently, I started just by looking up kidnapping statistics, right? Mm-hmm. Specifically in the United States. And apparently more than 340,000 kids went missing in the year 2020 alone.
God,
340,000.
The world was shut down.
How much of that was that amped because of the pandemic though? Like I feel like there was more kidnappings during the pandemic.
That which
Well, that was the plan,
that sounds
I bet.
Crazy to me because we weren't outside.
Ooh, good point.
Like, how are more kids getting taken?
Yeah, how you kidnap from the crib unless they kidnap them in the crib? You see?
Damn.
They got to level up. They always trying to level up. They say, I'll kidnap you outside. They say, nigga, I'll kidnap you inside. See,
who's
and that's
that?
They kidnap their brain. See, you kidnap their brain, not the physical, but the brain. And they do the experiment on their ass. They is them. Them is the government, all the people. Shit. I'm telling you, man, how you get 340,000 kidnappings with the world shut down?
It's a wild statistic.
Exactly.
No, that's a good question.
It's the brains. Good question. Kidnapping brains. That's why all the kids was going to school on Zoom. They had a little hypnosis thing on there. And just to get them, hypnotized. And then they jump their information, kidnap their brains. These ain't real kids.
So one of the things that the statistics also speak to is that in 2020, only 0.11% of missing children cases were the result of stranger abductions, meaning that most people who are kidnapped by a person that they know
or
like have some sort of familial relationship with.
Mm.
Okay.
But
wait, 0.11%, not 0.11%.
So less than a single percentage. That said, if I'm the government, I don't want to be the top of the statistic, right? That if, in fact, what Steven is arguing is real, I don't want to be the fucking 45% number because then it's too obvious. What I want is like a number so small, it's almost negligible. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Do we have the number on black kids kidnapped?
Yeah, I don't have the number, but I do have the percentage. So black kids made up 37% of the missing children in the U.S. This is, I think, based off of a 2019 statistic, even though black children only make up about 14% of all the children in the United States. So nearly more than double. The amount of kids being kidnapped, or rather in relation to the number of black kids in the country.
And is the statistic for black kids being kidnapped by someone that they know, is that the same for black kids as it is for white kids?
I believe that part of the statistic is consistent. Yeah.
Mm. That's crazy. 30%. I try to tell y'all.
I don't know, nobody want to listen to me, man.
I'll be telling you.
I don't know if I feel like this proves anything to your point. I do. Is there any statistics to the government taking black kids into custody? That's what I want to know.
So here's what's interesting, and maybe this will lead us to some of what you're talking about. One of the reasons that they said that black kids, because that was one of the things I wanted to look up, is why the fuck are black kids constantly getting kidnapped in relation to like white kids or whatever the fuck? And one of the things that they said, and part of the reason that these kidnappings sort of like land the way that they do, is because there are very strict rules about the Amber Alert. That like the Amber Alert, you can't just like call that in for anybody and everybody. That apparently like you have to meet a bunch of categorical shit. And I'll read you some of the examples. There must be reasonable evidence that an abduction has occurred. The child must be believed to be in immediate danger or serious bodily injury or death. There must be enough descriptive information about the victim and the abductor. The child must be under the age of 17, and the child's information must be entered into the National Crime Information Center system. So all of that has to be met as a criteria just to be able to qualify for an Amber Alert. And there are hella examples of people not meeting that criteria, even though their kid got taken and then being their kid basically just gets labeled a runaway and they don't actually get the support that they need.
Interesting.
Damn. See, that also sounds like an access thing, right? Did you know that it... You know, you had to do all that shit to... No, I didn't. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. And so that's another part that they keep from you. See what I'm saying? They take the kids, but they keep the information so you don't know how to get your kid back. And none of the black people can get kids. They can't get bank loans. They don't know none of that. They just keep all that shit to themselves. Wait. It's all part of the whole system. It's just doing what they do. Keep the information.
I mean, I like
away.
How you reach, baby. I like it.
Yeah, that's what they
My
do.
My thing is, though, is an Amber Alert is not like a guarantee that you're going to get. Like, what's the return rate? What's the return rate on an Amber Alert?
So I read that on average, I think it's something in the almost 60% of
people. Goddamn, really?
Kids that are hit with the Amber Alert end up getting found, which is not nothing. That's a pretty substantial number. High. And part of it is because, like, you're just increasing the chances that somebody who knows you, knows the kid, knows somebody involved, knows the car even, is going to intervene because of the information that's being spread.
We would have 15% more lawyers if the Amber Alerts was through. If we knew, if everybody knew. Make it simplified. What's the kid's name? That face, that's it.
So to that point, and this is a very tragic example, but there's this girl, Jolie Musa, who was a 16-year-old from Virginia whose parents reported her missing on January 13th, 2018. She was labeled a runaway for not fitting the criteria, and subsequently, the police didn't even begin searching for her for 3 days after she was reported missing by the family. She was then found dead, murdered, 14 days after she went missing. So she's a perfect example of exactly that checkpoint you're talking about, that access point. Right. Being like the fucking obstruction that keeps people from, number one, being able to get their kid back. But in theory, if I'm the government, I say, I'll create a checkpoint that makes it so that even if they do want their fucking kid back, it's harder for them to track them. And by then we can already brush their hair too hard or whatever the fuck.
Right. Because the first 48, right? I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
As far as in time, as far as reaction time. So it's like, it does. This is crazy. I hate that I'm even saying this. It does make sense that they would provide like a barrier to enter your kid into that system. If they were trying to take that extra time to brush their hair.
Look, and that, you see, that's what happened. That's probably what happened with her, right? They tried to do the thing. 3 days, the government, the cops, they're like, before they even, you know, started looking, they go, oh, shit, they on to us. So then that's when they try to clean up their tracks and they do some foul shit like that.
But what I mean, listen, I love conspiracies. Just as much as you do.
What if you hated him and you're just working this? This is clearly a check for David. He's just phoning it in at this point.
What I have a problem with this is the government's involved. Like the government to kidnap. It's one thing. It's one thing to like if this conspiracy was like the government takes kids who've been to reform school, right? Like, the government takes juvie kids and brainwashes them. That I can get behind. I don't think they're hopping out of vans, ooga booga booga, get scaring these kids.
You know, I don't know about the
ooga, I don't know booga, why booga, ooga booga booga is so racist, but it is deeply racist. Wild. Does anybody else feel that way?
Oh, that's violently racist. That's ooga booga. What? If somebody said ooga booga to
that's how you scare a kid. Ooga booga.
That's how they scare. No. Oh, yeah.
You're scaring them.
What?
But you're scaring them for the future of America, not because it's spooky.
Yeah, not because it's Halloween. What?
Mm-mm. You guys are crazy about this ooga booga thing.
Well, here's what I'll say to your sort of big question, because that is sort of the question I was struggling with, right? Is like, yes, I can agree that this is odd that they would create so many barriers to be able to protect a child from being kidnapped, but why the fuck does the government need these stolen black babies in the first place? And before Steven introduced his very riveting, very important take on the potential brainwashing that's happening, one of the things that I thought about is like the endless amounts of examples we have of just random experimentation that the government has done on its peoples for generations. Mm-hmm. It's not as if that's a new premise, right?
Right.
Like, obviously, and you guys know this, the Tuskegee experiments are a perfect example. They have these guys who have tested positive for syphilis. They convince them that, hey, we'll give you a treatment for said syphilis. And then they don't. They give them like placebo and then go, let's see you go crazy, bitch. And they do. Mm-hmm. That's a great example of them sort of like at least taking advantage of a group of people. But then there are tons of examples of them literally infecting people with various diseases, viruses, quote unquote, treatments, all with the intention of just testing the motherfuckers. There's an example, they were giving syphilis to prisoners in Guatemala at one point. They gave hepatitis to mental patients. Mm-hmm. And there was even examples of people being injected with cancer cells.
Why are because you smiling?
They were chronically ill. Like they were intentionally giving chronically ill patients cancer cells as a way of seeing what the fuck happens.
Why are you smiling given these facts?
It just the pain in your eyes, I think, does something for me. And I'll talk to somebody someday about that to figure out what that is for me. But
hey, don't you gotta make sure who you're talking to though.
That shit is real, Langston.
It's not good on the inside, big dog. And I apologize for letting a little bit of that seep out, you know?
Oh, shit.
I'm over here trying to be Patrick Bateman, and you caught me.
No, yeah, I see you. I see you.
Oh, shit.
All right, hands up. You got me. Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, man.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm.
Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Yeah, so not to speak to the lurking darkness behind Langston's eyes, I don't know, man. I think it's like, I think the government is definitely, this is where I land on this conspiracy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe that the government is definitely proactive at some point in these types of things. I think it may be a little more convoluted than just hopping out of vans, snatching a kid and running away. You know what I mean? I feel like the kid would somehow have to have been bought into the institution some way, whether it be via incarceration or like if you were like, oh, they're doing it via the public schools, like the reverse activator, that makes sense to me. But just like straight up SEAL Team 6 go into a neighborhood and grab a kid, I don't think that.
Yeah, that's my
landing point.
Okay. Oh, so Stephen, you agree this isn't van?
Yeah, this isn't van territory. These are they come in subtly. I never said they jumping out of windows or jumping out of vans, snatching. You know what I mean? None of that shit. It's all subtle. You know what I mean? The corn kid. If you watch now, even with the corn kid, they go, you know, they go to different places, try different types of corn. Hey, try this. Do you like this? And then he's like, I don't know if I like that. All that shit that they're getting that man to try.
Wait, is that what they're doing with him?
You ain't, bro. Yeah.
No, I'm not up on it.
He's on like a national tour right now, going from like fair to fair, eating various corns and being like
food.
When I did that, they called it a hobby, but all right.
You had to be so with the right representation, nigga.
So
the
never
government
make any money.
That's because
right. you're what are you with WME? You ain't with the government, big dog.
You gotta get the government to rep you to get that shit.
Called
bro.
Me a dreamer. Said it would never work. Crossed across corn tour. But
I'm telling you, man.
Where are his parents, though? That is the question we have to ask with the corn boy. And that's my biggest worry right now is who's.
So here's, and this is the thought I had, and I like where you guys are headed in that this isn't just like guerrilla style kidnapping, right? Because the thought that I felt myself having, and this is something I've argued on the podcast a few times before, is I don't respect the government enough to believe that they are like these beautiful masterminds who can just like easily trap a motherfucker. But in researching this shit, human trafficking is a $150 billion industry.
It's major.
Right?
It's major.
Mm-hmm. Major money is being transferred from person to person by trading fucking people. And so if I'm the government and I happen to, like, you know, get a kid back that the parents were looking for or had lost hope on, I ain't gonna return the motherfucker. Maybe I do a couple of experiments and see if I can inject some corn syndrome in the in the baby. And then maybe I give him back or I don't. But there's all kinds of games that can be played with surplus babies that are sitting around more than them seriously being like, we will steal them. We will run experiments.
Right. Blah, blah, blah. It's less of a proactive thing, more of a, if you're gonna let them sit in my, if they're going to fall into my lap, I'm going to take them.
Come on, man. If you find a wallet on the street, you take the cash out, then you call the people
that's the just, wallet. That's the rules. That's
I got something that's going to fuck y'all up now.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you, because this is how it happens, right? You understand why they overturned Roe v. Wade. And he can't get abortion.
Whoa.
Now listen. Now, and they trying to force people to have these kids. And then you saw on the news and online and all this, if you don't want that baby, you had white people going, just I'll take it. I'll take it. I don't know if y'all saw this online. They go, I'll adopt a baby. I'll adopt a baby. Experiments, nigga.
Whoa. That's the most reasonable shit you've said all hour.
When you started that argument, I was like, this nigga is out of his mind. And when you finished that argument, I was like, this might be the most brilliant man I've ever come across in history. I think there's something to it.
I'm telling you, there is.
I mean, that makes sense. That does make sense. They know
levels who's gonna to this shit.
People are going to have babies. And then it's like, oh, they're not going to. I don't know what happens to a baby after it gets adopted. Who's checking on that?
Nobody.
And that's the messed up thing with all things that we quote unquote own, bring into the world, whatever the fuck it is. If no one claims it, the government gets it. You know what I mean? If you die in your house and you don't have any family to come and step up as owners of that new home, the government takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And so principally the same would probably be true with some loose little baby.
Yeah, they're out here collecting loose babies.
And that's what they're planning on, man. They're planning on something big. Yeah, I don't know what kind of shit they're doing now, but be ready. That's all I'm saying.
How do I prepare for this, Stephen A.J.?
Yeah, that's
how
my big question.
what kind of training do I need to go into to be ready for this?
Yeah, what can someone who's not as fast as you do to prepare themselves?
Keep in mind, I'm pretty fast with my shoes on. Never tried it barefoot. You tell me.
Well, look, so what I do every morning, I wake up, you know what I'm saying? I drink my water, you know what I mean? Have some little Dr. Sebi's, you know what I mean, herbs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
He was
going to
pop up.
Oh, he was going to pop up.
You got to pop up. Nah, I don't do that shit. But for real, man, you just got to keep your head on the swivel. Stay, you know, try to do better. Look around. If you see a black baby, say something. You know what I mean? Black baby, white kid.
What up, black baby?
Say something, man.
Hey, it's a black baby over there.
Make sure the baby's cool. Make sure you see his parents. If you see a black baby with a white parents, see what's up. Try to, you know, intervene and make sure they know that baby. Make sure they know if they don't, you know what I mean? If they don't know nothing about that baby like that, they might be experimenting on them, you know what I mean?
Snatch it. I say take it. If the white people don't know that black baby, I'm you heard it here. I'm giving you, I say take it.
Take the baby.
What I'm going to do is walk up to white families with black children. I'm going to say, what's his middle name? And if they don't know, I'm snatching that baby.
Yeah. And here's the thing. A lot of people don't realize this, but if you take a black baby, much like you can drop a white baby off at a firehouse, you can drop it off at a Foot Locker. Someone will come to you.
Foot Locker, Rib Shack, we have safe havens.
A nice man in a Reverie shirt is going to come in. And he'll raise that baby. He'll raise it poorly, but he'll raise that baby.
He'll raise it.
He'll raise it in the community.
Stay in the community.
It'll stay in the community. And that's what we need, numbers for the revolution. Because that's what it's coming down to. They trying to train. You think the corn kid is going to be fighting for us in the revolution? He's going to have too much corn in his blood.
I will say that. Let me say that, what a cute fucking kid. I think we can all agree. It's very,
he's adorable.
It's very cute. And I love the little remix that they did and that they're probably not paying the boy for. But what disturbs me, what makes me nervous, is anytime a Black child gets this level of white affirmation this mm-hmm. early on,
yeah.
it shifts their person into right. a one that seeks that into adulthood in a right. way that makes me real uncomfortable. Like, it feels mm-hmm. like you're eventually raising a real fucked up individual.
Like a Jussie Smollett or something like that.
Yeah.
At and best, it's also like whenever a Black kid gets that level of validation, there is a level of not checking up to see what the story is, i.e. that little boy who was crying with the cop. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a level of like, oh, he gets all this acceptance, so nobody's asking him, oh, what's really going on? And I don't know Coen kids' parents or grandma or
right.
the strange circus folk that seem to have raised him, but...
But no, I think that's right. That like we're moving into dangerous territory. It could yeah. be Jussie Smollett. It could be fucking. It could be goddamn like Orlando Brown. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I got nothing
but love for the longest for being like this adorable little black baby on stuff, and then now you know he's saying he sucked Bow Wow's titties.
Yeah. Wait, I have a question, and crazy. This could be easily looked up. I was just thinking about this. Are you guys Family Matters?
Of yeah. course we were yeah. family, or at least I'm in this house, we serve Family Matters.
You're from Chicago, though, so.
Yeah. They play that on the loudspeaker over the city every morning. The theme music. I won't pick up the paper if that music's not playing.
was Orlando Brown 3J? Do you remember 3J? Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he was 3J. I'm pretty sure he was 3J.
I don't know, but I let's find out. Let's find out together.
Because I'm very anti-children.
Yes, he was. You're absolutely right. That was Orlando Brown.
Mm-hmm. I knew it from then. Yeah. I knew it from the 3J.
Badass little nigga back then, too. In the show.
He was in everything.
He was in Major Pain. Mm-hmm.
That's All Raven. Kind of,
yeah,
yep.
well, mm-hmm. That's All Raven is, I think, his biggest shit. But he was in every goddamn movie for a long time. Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx show, I believe he did.
You're so right, though. You can't give that level of validation to a kid. Because Coen kid, he's never going to be better than that for you.
It's all based on a speech impediment. That's the scariest part.
It's
not
all
part.
Based. It's also based on his love for produce.
Sure, but like there were other kids out there that day that love corn, but the speech impediment is what made it.
You think if he didn't charming. Say corn, you think it wouldn't happen?
If
he didn't
I think say if there cone, was some kid out there being like, I enjoy a good corn, they would have been like, get your weird ass out of here, you fuck.
Yeah, they would have came at how we come out of Brian, like you should have, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
get that corn out of my fucking face, nigga. Corn?
I'll tase you little piece of shit. Get the fuck out of here. We're trying to film a fun show.
I like to unwind from my day with a hot piping plate of corn.
I ain't never eaten corn on purpose, nigga. You ever eat corn on purpose? No, you don't eat corn on purpose. You eat it because you're going too fast and it was next to the ribs, nigga. That's the only way you eat corn. You're moving too fast. Who sets out?
You need some
corn?
Vegetables in your life.
Nah, man.
Yeah, you got it. You got to try a vegetable, big dog. And I know corn's not technically one, but it seems like it'll be a good transition for you.
They be putting that stuff. They put stuff in the vegetables. But that's probably enough.
I mean, my worry is he is fast as hell, so it is working.
Right. Yeah. The anti-corn position he's taking is probably correct.
It's doing pretty good.
Yeah. Doctor was like, yo, your cholesterol's kind of high. Do you know why? They trying to get me on them damn experiment pills. I said, nigga, please. Please.
And he was like, Steven, it's a mighty multivitamin. You just need zinc.
I was like, I'm on to you, doc. I'm on to you. I'll just work out. I'll be good.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Die young, stay woke, you know?
Yeah. Shit. That's what happened with Tupac.
Okay.
Oh. All right. I'll concede that. I'll concede Tupac.
Well, I think we did it, boys. I don't know that we have any other things to unpack here. I think we nailed it. Steven, could you tell the people at home where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Yeah, I'll be in the streets talking to the people, making sure they know to look out for Corn Kid and all the other stuff. Now I don't even know. Do I have? Oh, I'll do. I'm doing Altercation Fest in Austin. I'm headlining with like a like a Wednesday or some shit. Y'all look it up if y'all. I don't know, man. That shit. Yeah, find me online and stuff if you want. Send me some money if you want. That's cool.
Send the man some money.
I'm trying to get my kid back.
He's trying to get his Corn Kid back.
What if the whole time that was my kid and I just came on here?
I'm not going to lie. If you went and you were like, yo, I'm Corn Kid's dad, I wouldn't be like, you goddamn liar. I can see how he secretly could be Corn Kid's daddy.
They got my baby.
You got to start telling people you're Corn Kid's dad. You get free breakfast sandwiches at least.
You get every free thing that a cop gets for sure if you Corn Kid's dad.
Yeah.
Donuts, coffee.
That's what
and
I'm
they'll say
on.
Thank you for your service as they hand it over to you.
They sure will because they know. But yeah, man, I'm online. I think Altercation is some of the big shit I got coming up. Otherwise, you know, you catch me in the club. It's going down.
Hell yeah, dog. Go see Steven at a show, at a club, whatever. Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. But you can find me in, Faded Comedy Denver, October 21st. Headliner Jordan Temple. Buy tickets to that. I'm headlining the Denver Comedy Works November 25th. December 4th, I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. And December 3rd, I'm going to be at the Crocodile in Portland, Oregon. And then I got some other stuff coming soon.
Go see Bori, wherever he's performing. Follow him. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman. On all platforms. I ain't got no dates to tell you about, but someday. Otherwise, please send us your conspiracy theories, your drops, your opinions on what the fuck happened to the Corn Kid, all to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And that's about it. Bye, bitch.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.